Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide the latest from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, the big topic around the state of Iowa right now is cities that are discussing fireworks, and the Pella City Council has made their move in regards to what they're going to do with at least the usage of fireworks in the community. What was the resolution passed earlier this week at the meeting, and what's that ultimately going to mean moving forward with how the city's going to work with fireworks?
Well, yes, Andrew. First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the City Council did pass a resolution which bans fireworks in our community. Now, as background on this, it's important for the listeners to understand that currently the city code does not permit the use of fireworks in our community. The dilemma at hand, or the issue at hand, is recently the state of Iowa approved legislation that allows for the use of fireworks in communities over a very limited time during the year. It also allows for the sale of fireworks in the community, but the legislation also allows cities to pass either a resolution or an ordinance which exempts or bans or limits the use of fireworks in your community. The resolution that we passed last night would continue to ban fireworks usage in the community, but it would also still give the council flexibility to approve communities' display of fireworks if appropriate, such as the 4th of July annual fireworks that the city provides annually. So with that, the resolution was simply consistent with what we've done in past years on that. And to give further background to the listeners on this issue and the reason why the resolution was passed, is from a public safety standpoint, we heard loud and clear from the Pella Fire Department and also the Pella Police Department of public safety concerns over the use of fireworks in the community. So simply put, the resolution was consistent with what past practices from the city of Pella, and fireworks will continue to be a use that is banned in the city limits.
And briefly, the sale has also been under discussion recently in regards to finding ways to limit that. What is the City Council's direction right now and how they're going to handle the potential sale with many businesses and others applying for permits at the state level?
Yes, we're currently looking at the sale of fireworks, and currently we're reviewing whether those should be limited to geographical areas within cities, such as commercial areas or industrial areas. We're still reviewing that issue. That's an active issue in the state of Iowa, and there's currently litigation on that issue. So likely, Andrew, our theory as far as zoning issues, or at least we try to practice, is always to measure twice and cut once on this. And it'll be helpful in considering that item once the court systems weigh in on the limitation of use to certain geographical areas within the city.
Well, and changing gears here a little bit, one of the biggest infrastructure projects a year ago was Oskaloosa Street. The final contract was approved for that, just under $3 million for the city in one of the biggest corridor projects in recent memory. What does it mean to have this project contract completed? And ultimately, it seemed like from a contingency standpoint, one of the lowest amount of change orders on a project you've had for some time.
Yes, Andrew, and as you said, Oskaloosa Street, the reconstruction project, was a significant project for the city of Pella. And to get the listeners up to speed, the project extended from Nick's Greenhouse out to the old Happy Joe's building. Is approximately 4,000 linear feet of total street reconstruction, which also included a significant amount of underground utility work, including replacement of the water mains, sanitary sewers, as well as storm sewers. And as you said, the total contract that was approved and accepted last night was just under $3 million from the city of Pella. So from our standpoint, anytime you have major projects such as this that occur in commercial corridors, there's always a lot of logistical work that needs to take place. And so from our standpoint and staff, we're glad to have this one literally in our rearview mirror and happy to close this out. And as you said last night, the change order that we did approve for the project was simply a reconciliation of the final quantities that were used for the project, and it was an increase in the contract of over $42,000, but that was all quantities that were actually placed in the ground, so this would have been additional paving that was required for the project, additional materials. So from our standpoint, the project was relatively change order free, and from looking at the geographical scope, the significance of the work, we from the city of Pella standpoint, we believe the project went fairly smoothly.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.